The water cycle in communities across Utah is pretty straightforward. Water comes out of creeks and reservoirs, serves some purpose, and then gets put back into the chain further downstream. But as the state's population continues to rise, what we put back into that chain often comes with more than just water. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. You're listening to 5 Billion Gallons. I sent Matt Jensen on assignment to Park City to learn why water that looks crystal clear coming out of a treatment plant isn't exactly pure H2O, and why the native Bonneville cutthroat trout might not be getting the royal treatment when it comes to water that's been used by humans first.
In the mountain communities in and around Park City, a perfect storm is brewing. The region's three large ski resorts and growing population consume more water than ever before from natural springs, creeks, and reservoirs. During the driest months of the year, some of those creeks dry up, turning their once consistent flows into trickles. Park City's culinary water eventually goes down the drain and into one of two wastewater treatment plants. The discharge from the plants is crystal clear water that feeds back into two native trout streams. But with so much water coming out of the streams beforehand to supply homes and hotels, the discharge from the two plants, or effluent as it's called, often makes up most of the creek's flow downstream of each facility.
In essence, the majority of the creek or the water flowing in the creek below us is made up of treated wastewater.
That's Mike Lures, an environmental scientist and general manager at the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District. Having a creek full of treated wastewater creates a unique problem for the trout species living in the creeks.
Hey, gang.
Hey, we've got to turn some lights on for you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
We walk into a visitor center and up to a large fish tank full of chilled, fresh water.
These are Bonneville cutthroat trout. These are the native species of greatest concern in East Canyon Creek that we're trying to protect. So we like to show people, what does an actual Bonneville cutthroat trout look like? And this is what they look like.
The potential problem for fish, he explains, is that the effluent from the treatment plants isn't exactly pure H2O. Even though Park City treats its water to a higher standard than most plants across the country, a cocktail of goodies can make its way through the system. The active ingredients in antidepressants, birth control, and hand sanitizer can pass right through the treatment process and into the world of a Bonneville cutthroat trout. Some of these contaminants are known as endocrine-disrupting compounds because they can potentially change the biological messages created by the fish's natural hormones.
When it comes to these endocrine-disrupting compounds, wastewater treatment facilities across the United States and, for that matter, across the world were never designed to remove these type compounds.
Even in minuscule doses, these compounds can feminize male fish, leading to altered behavior and even the production of ovary-type tissues in their bodies. The effect here in Park City is no different than anywhere else in the world. What makes the problem unique here, however, is that with more and more residents taking their share of water, the trout species could soon be living in creeks made up entirely of treated wastewater year-round.
This has been studied around the world, but we kind of have a perfect storm here in our community because we have very low stream flows above us. The amount of wastewater is increasing because more people move here, and the situation is ripe for potential problems.
So we are currently inside the clarifier. And this is
3 million gallons of treated wastewater are discharged each day from the treatment plants. And with an increase in the number of people moving to the region, Lures says aquatic life here could soon face a serious problem. About 6 years ago, Snyderville became the first water reclamation group in the state to start looking for solutions to the problem. The agency teamed up with wildlife biologists to see if feminization was actually leading to a sex ratio problem in the creeks. After months of research, the group found that fish exposed to 100% effluent had a surge in a particular protein that leads to feminization. It turns out sex ratios are still even, probably because an influx of fresh water from snowmelt each year refills the creeks and the ratio of treated to fresh water in the streams balances out. So all this research points to an obvious problem for the fish. But what does it say about impacts to human health?
So this is the final product. This is tertiary treated water that's being discharged into a very sensitive trout stream.
Lures says the topic of emerging contaminants is so new, there are no environmental rules about how much or what kinds of compounds can be left in the water. For now, he says the topic raises more questions than answers. It is possible to remove trace contaminants by adding an extra step in the filtration process. A combination of ozone and peroxide technology can break the compounds down, but it'll cost about $11 million to equip the Snyderville plants with the technology to do it. Lures says he's waiting for new rules before installing any new equipment. Reporting from Park City, I'm Matt Jensen for 5 Billion Gallons.
5 Billion Gallons is a production of Utah Public Radio supported by Penn State Public Media's Think Outside the Pipes radio initiative. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thanks for listening.